Order, order.
Back in the House at 2 today, members of Parliament return from their three-week Easter adjournment to hear this announcement from the Speaker, David Carter.
Honourable members, I have received from the Electoral Commission a writ dated 14 April 2015 declaring Right Honourable Winston Peters to be elected to represent the electorate of Northland.
After filling the vacancy created by the resignation of Nationalist Mike Sabin 3 months ago, Mr Carter turned to filling the vacancy created by the resignation of Mr Peters as a List MP.
Honourable members, I wish to advise the House that I have received a letter from the Right Honourable Winston Peters resigning his List seat in the House with effect at midnight on 23 April 2015. I have received... from the Electoral Commission, a return declaring Rhea Iris Daphne Bond to be elected a Member of Parliament to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of Right Honourable Winston Peters from his List seat. I understand that Rhea Bond is present and wishes to take the oath. Would she please come forward to the chair on my right?
Rhea Bond, a hairdresser from Invercargill, takes New Zealand first numbers in the House to an even dozen. National is now down to 59, and the total number of MPs is back up to 121. Deputy Prime Minister Bill English then led the House in expressing support and condolences to the people and government of Nepal in the wake of the massive earthquake on Saturday night.
The full extent of the tragedy is now becoming clear, with more than 4,000 people killed and over 7,000 injured in Nepal, India, China, Pakistan and Bangladesh. The scale of the destruction in Nepal is devastating, and the images we are seeing out of the affected areas are upsetting.
Mr English then had to field a series of questions addressed to or about his Prime Minister, starting with this one from Labor's Deputy Leader Annette King.
My question's to the Prime Minister. Does he stand by his statement that, quote, there's always a risk with third-term governments, they get arrogant. There's always a risk that they will veer off into a space they haven't been and start surprising their supporters.
Honourable Bill English, on behalf
Mr.
of the Prime
Speaker,
Minister.
On behalf of the Prime Minister, yes, an observation based on watching the third term of the previous Labor government.
Supplementary
question, Honourable Annette King.
Was pulling the hair of a woman worker in a cafe arrogant, veering off into a space he hadn't been before, or just totally inappropriate behaviour?
Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, as the Prime Minister has acknowledged, it was totally inappropriate behaviour, for which he apologised to the young woman concerned, and I might say well before public attention was drawn to the matter.
Mr English also faced questions from the new member for Northland.
The Right Honourable Winston Peters.
Putting aside the numerous cafe Parnell incidents, how does the Acting Prime Minister explain the countless photographs of Mr Key stroking young girls' hair, and what psychological condition is that?
Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, I reject all the imputations of that question. The Prime Minister has a track record which I know opposition parties resent, and that is of very positive interaction with the whole range of the New Zealand community.
And there were questions for the Minister for Women, Louise Upston, from the Greens' Jan Logie.
Should female hospitality workers have to put up with unwanted touching from customers? If not, why did she publicly defend John Key's repeated hair pulling of Amanda Bailey, describing it as, quote, light-hearted, unquote, rather than address her complaint?
Honourable Louise Upson.
Mr Speaker, Prime Minister has taken responsibility for his actions and apologised to the person concerned. I do want to take this opportunity, Mr Speaker, to highlight the fact that it is an issue any time anyone, male or female, is subject to words, to texts, to messages, to touching that is unwelcomed. Absolutely, they should stand up, they should comment, they should express that. But also, Mr Speaker, it is also important that anyone who sees that or is around that behaviour, whether it is in a workplace, a home or in the community, should speak up.
The Minister for Women, Louise Upston. I'm Tom Fruin, and this programme was made with funding from Parliament.